From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama flies to Cuba. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to travel to Cuba in almost 90 years. He will cap his visit with a direct address to the Cuban people, outlining his vision for the future of U.S.-Cuba relations. The White House says Mr. Obama's three-day visit represents a new beginning in the relationship between the Cold War enemies. Turkish authorities are blaming the Islamic State group for Saturday's suicide bomb attack in Istanbul. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish Interior Minister Efkan Ala says authorities used DNA samples to identify the suicide bomber who carried out the attack.
Bu menfur intihar saldırısını...
The identity of the terrorist who carried out this wretched suicide attack has been determined. This person, this terrorist, is Mehmet Öztürk, born in 1992 and registered from Gaziantep province. Current findings show the terrorist has links to the Daesh terror group. An Istanbul prosecutor said five people have been detained in connection with the attack and other suspects are being sought. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Voters in Niger are choosing a president Sunday. Incumbent Mamadou Issoufou was in line to win the runoff after his opponent was flown out of the country from jail for medical reasons. The opposition has called for a boycott of the election. A VOA reporter says voting began very quietly with low turnout across the country in the early voting hours. Opposition candidate Hama Amadou has taken from his Niamey jail cell and flown to a Paris hospital Wednesday. He's been in jail since November on baby trafficking charges he denies. This is VOA News.